Ekiti State was created in 1996 after it was carved out of the old Ondo State by the then military head of state, late General Sani Abacha. From barely a million population during its creation in 1996, Ekiti has risen to about 4 million in 2020, according to statistics obtained from the Ministry of Information. Though people of the state were predominantly farmers from onset, over the years, significant progress was recorded in education, thus the state was referred to as Fountain of Knowledge. 26 years down the line, successive governments in Ekiti State have introduced various policies and programs to boost its economy, but residents and stakeholders seem not to be satisfied with the level of result as captured by Radio Nigeria Microphone.
For a state like ours, where 70% of Ekiti are engaged in agriculture, that sector should not be neglected by any government.
Unfortunately for us, we are not generating wealth.
That's why our energy base, we can diversify into solar.
Going forward, the respondents hoped to see an industrialized Ekiti with increased GDP and better opportunities for unemployed youths. In his reaction, Prophet Ade Ologbonyo of the Christ Apostolic Church, Bonaji's ministry, said though the state of things in the country had its effect on the economy of the state, much more ought to have been done to make things better than they are presently.
A lot of things is wrong with our foundation. So what we need to do, go back to the roots, go back to the foundation, go back to the drawing board, and let us map out what works for us.
Also speaking recently at the May Day celebration, the chairman NLC in Ekiti State, Mr. Olatunde Kolapo, said the civil service is a major determinant of the Ekiti economy. Hence, government must ensure regular payment of salaries as and when due, as well as settlement of all outstanding benefits.
Of the 30,000 minimum wage for workers, we shall therefore be hopeful that in no distant time, conscious steps shall be taken in ensuring the implementation to other categories of workers.
To a public affairs analyst, Mr. Tunde Ojo, vote buying is a major factor that had crippled the economy of the state because it had encouraged corruption and bad governance.
They should not engage in collecting money. This issue of a vote buying, the Boko Sibe, they should not try to entertain such.
A community leader from Ayegbaju Ekiti, High Chief Ogumoye Ojo, called for a conducive environment that would encourage small-scale businesses, while equally advising youth in the state to acquire skills that could earn them a living.
If you develop yourself, you'll be fitting into the society.
When contacted, the Chief Press Secretary to Ekiti State Governor, Mr. Yinka Oyebode, said the administration of Governor Kaode Fayemi had done much to open the state and build its economy, with emphasis on the rehabilitation of Irebond Brick, Ikunderi Farm, and the ongoing construction of airport. All the respondents were of the opinion that for Ekiti State to witness improved economy, both government and the governed should work together in order to fast-track meaningful development. Kayode Babatui reporting from Ado Ekiti.